A5. Number 19A.
Up to now, we have covered the ground of concept building, tonality building, and I said at the beginning of this week that we want to have a further step, which would be really consciousness building. I don't know exactly how I should call it. It's consciousness building or being building. Being building. What does it mean? You see, we started out by saying here are seven terms that are capitalized and therefore mean something else than when these terms are used in the ordinary language. Therefore, we must first build the new concept of these capitalized terms and show the method how we can build the new concept. Then we saw, as long as it is a concept, it is dependent very much on words. It should be the spirit that matters. Therefore, the exact letter would lead us into the spirit. Namely, if we think conceptually about these concepts clear enough and ponder them and love them and ask questions about them and stay with them and take them into our consciousness, little by little they become subjective to us. And as they become subjective to us, we touch the spirit of it, the tone of it. And so we came to the tonality and could see how we could culture the tonality of these seven synonymous terms. Now, when there are tones, and as we have been making exercises on these tones, it still was as if these exercises were something that would concern a realm that we contemplate as if it were outside of us. We saw, so to say, mind combined with spirit and mind combined with soul. But actually, we should see that this is being itself, our own being, our beingness. Therefore, a third evolution or phase of evolution comes in, where we have to see that we begin to realize that what we are thinking in terms of the seven is actually our true being, that we are not thinking about them, but that they are us, that those seven synonymous terms are being, capital B, and therefore our beingness, because principle and idea is one, we can't separate them. Being expressing itself as infinite being, small b, and that being is actually us. In other words, we have to overcome the traditional sense that we are men, and as men we can think very high, on a very high level, even about being. This we have to overcome, because as long as we think about the synonymous term, about being, then it is not us, but it's something still outside of us. Now, being building is therefore an exercise that would allow us or would bring us to the point where we lose our sense of being somebody, men, and where we begin to realize that there is nothing in being except these synonymous terms and their beingness. Now, we always have to use a ladder somehow that is brought down from heaven in order to reach heaven. We just can't jump right away into heaven. And so a teaching like the teaching of Christian Science should give us the ladder, should show us the rungs which we can take one after the other in order to arrive at the aim. Now the exercises we can do is a twofold. We can exercise it with the ideas. We can exercise it with the synonymous terms, which are super symbols for these ideas. How could we do that? And how could we approach the subject? All right, we have seen that the seven synonymous terms can be understood through the ideas expressing the seven synonymous terms. Therefore, we can see that nothing exists in being except the seven synonymous terms and their ideas. That's all the being there is. There is no other being except that. Therefore, there is no man as a being. There are only ideas as being. Therefore, Mrs. Eddy tries to get rid of the term man by saying, well, man is a compound idea. And perhaps we would better say a compound idea is that to which we can give the human term man. So, man isn't something per se. Man isn't just an idea of a synonymous term. Man is a symbol, a term, which we give to the compound of all ideas. So it is just, a shorthand symbol, shorthand expression, a shorthand symbol, instead of saying what the ideas of being are, we just can say, well, that's man. But this is very tricky because we associate the term man always with us as a body, as a human being, and this is the very opposite of what Mrs. Eddy wants to bring out. Therefore, we do well to leave out the term man as quickly as possible and see that we have to do with consciousness, our awareness of what? Our awareness of the seven synonymous terms and their ideas, so that the whole of our being is nothing else but the awareness of ideas. The awareness of ideas, that's I. That's the conscious I. Therefore, we can see that we can make exercises with ideas and see, we have seen that, for instance, intelligence is an idea of mind. If we want to see that intelligence is not just an idea of mind and have a feeling that there is somewhere a mind, that mind has an idea called intelligence, but that we are the very being, the very awareness of intelligence, then I think we do good and say, all right, mind's idea, an idea of mind is intelligence, but that intelligence is I, is me. If man is the compound idea, then all these ideas are me. I am intelligence. I am the idea intelligence. And so you can take that whole list, for instance, and go through that list and take the most important ones and sit down and contemplate and ponder, always in the same way, always do it in a routine way at the beginning, to get into the flow of it until it becomes more warm and round and flexible. It's always quite a good help just to be a bit systematic about it and in the same routine way go through it and just see, why do I always feel that mind is power and cause and creative ability and law and intelligence, why don't I see that that is me? And you begin to go through those those ideas and see, I am what I am. I'm not anything except what I am, the idea intelligence. I am the idea cause. I am the idea creative ability. I am the idea of law. I am the idea of guiding, leading, steering. And in this way, we feel, oh, I'm not a mortal. I'm not a thinker about intelligence. I'm not a thinker about a law. I am the very idea, law. So, just go through those terms, for instance, for a few months, and put before those terms, I am the idea intelligence. I am the idea creative ability. I am nothing else but the idea creativity. I am the idea wisdom. I am the idea of infinite guidance. And you go to spirit. I am the idea of substance. I am the idea of order. Then, perhaps, as you do that, you take up the opposite, the negative. And going through them in the positive way, add your negative. I am the idea of intelligence. I am not ignorant. Can you see? I'm the idea of creative ability. I'm not stagnant. I'm not the state of stagnancy. See? Stagnation. Huh? I'm the idea of substance. I'm never substanceless. And so you train yourself in that very simple rule of getting away from the sense that I'm something else but these ideas. And you will sense, as you do that, you just try it out for half an hour one evening, just on half an hour, and you feel quite different. And if you do that over a month, you feel very different, very much different. It's just a question of doing it or not doing it. Can you feel that in this way, instead of reading a lot, you may be achieving at this point where you are trained into the synonymous term and their ideas, and you have a working knowledge, really, of the fundamentals, that with pondering, with praying along a definite rule, a definite line, you may achieve 10 times more than by reading. Because then you really focus on the main aspects. And in this way, in this being structuring, you feel what happens is that one begins to think of oneself less and less as a person that has to acquire ideas and has to use ideas and has to apply ideas. One gets more and more into a state of consciousness where one feels one is being idea. The beingness of idea and nothing else. So you build a bridge, so to say, away from the human into being idea. And perhaps it helps, perhaps on a later stage, very much, if you just do a little trick and put the wording in another order. Instead of seeing, I am the idea intelligence, you say, the idea intelligence is my I am-ness. Then you focus on intelligence, no more on me. Intelligence is my I am-ness. Huh? All there is intelligence, and that's my awareness. And that alone, again, helps you to get away from the sense, here is a man or a woman, here is a student, he tries his best to try to think about divinity in the highest way. It's not good enough. We are not a human, we are not a man, we are not somebody thinking about ideas. Or we would have duality. A thinker that is human, thinking about the divine. That's a great duality. And to break that down needs all that exercise and culturing in the new language, and we can do that by going right through all those wonderful ideas and see the idea plane is me, is I, is my I am-ness, is my awareness, is beingness. Perhaps you even leave out the I, if that is a stumbling block, though you could see it's the great I am that is saying that. So plan is being, is my being, is your being, is our being, is being. Huh? And you drop, with every step, you drop more and more the sense that people are involved, human consciousness involved, the thinking is involved, more and more that drops right out. But that's something each one has to do for himself. It's a terrific exercise, and every time I teach that over the years, I always have in the class one or two who does it. And after a few months, they write me and say, I'm so glad I obeyed that rule and did it. It really did the trick. There are always one or two that does it. To really go through that very systematically, first you may feel it's a routine, first you may feel it's wordy, a literal sense. Don't mind that. Get the exact letter straight at the beginning. That's positive. The Christian Scientists always hammer against the letter. The letter, it's just the letter, you know, the letter. Yeah? We should get the letter first straight. I don't know if there is any written record, but I remember John Dolly telling us about Mrs. Eddy. You know, he lived at the time when Mrs. Eddy still was here, and right at the time when she was no more here, and naturally going around the world, knew all those people who have been with her, and they told him hundreds of stories, and at one time somebody gave him 500 letters from Mrs. Eddy, and afterwards he gave it to the Mother Church. So he knew quite a lot of things that are not known to us, that are somewhere hidden in the archives. One of it he told us at the class, and so I think it must have been really authentic. He said that Mrs. Eddy once asked in a class what the class thinks, why Christianity did, the healing power of Christianity did get lost. If it was the lack of the spirit or the lack of the let. And the class unanimously answered it was because of the loss of the spirit. And she said, no, it was the loss of the letter. If they wouldn't have lost the letter, there would always have been people who would have got the spirit of that letter. But if the letter is lost, you never can get the spirit of the exact letter. And if you take the concordance on Science and Health and on prose work and look up everything she says about the letter, the absolute letter, you will see that in most cases she speaks about the letter in a very, very positive way and not in a negative way. The letter is so important. Because the letter is the medium, the message, the vehicle through which we can understand each other, through which an idea can be brought to the notice of another consciousness. And if that letter is not exact, the message does not arrive in an exact way, arrives in a distorted way, and then there is no possibility of getting the spirit of the right letter. So I would take quite a stand for the exact letter, not for the superficial letter naturally, but for the exact letter. And get the letter first straight. I know that the letter alone doesn't do the trick, but the letter is the bridge for the spirit. And therefore, when you do these exercises and make them very strict and just go over the same wording all over again, saying the idea of intelligence is my being, is my I am-ness, is my beingness, huh? Is beingness at all. Creative ability, the idea of creative ability is my being, is my I am-ness, is everybody's I am-ness, is I am-ness. You go right through that for a few months, you can be quite sure that that will not be a praying machine, and that will not be just doing your beats. If you are aware what you say, and you try to be aware what you say, and within you always question, what does it mean? What does it mean? But you go through it, and that questioning, what does it mean? What does it imply? What is it, does it imply in my case? These questions are that which well up the spirit of the letter. And slowly, you only feel the spirit of it, no more the letter. Yes. If we see later on that actually we can take the super symbols, the synonymous term, and not the individual ideas as our basis of exercise, then you go a step further in your consciousness building, in your being building. And you begin to realize that these seven synonymous terms, they stand not so much for God, but for being. And that being is the beingness of all being. That being, capitalized B, is the beingness of all being, being small b. You leave out the term God, you leave out the term man. They don't enter in. And so you suddenly feel, oh, when I do these exercises in combining the seven synonymous term, I really make an exercise about my being, not only about the being that is God, but about my beingness. And so as a first step in tonality building of each synonymous term, you can see mind. That's just mind. Then you say mind, but where is that mind? What is that mind? Is it God? Or is it me? Or is it both? You come to both, principal idea is one, and you say, oh, then I am mind idea. I am spirit idea. I am soul idea. Suddenly identify yourself not only with specific ideas, but with the whole synonymous term. The whole synonymous term. And you begin to contemplate your awareness, your I am-ness, your consciousness I am-ness, and say, Collie, what is that I am-ness? It's not man, it's mind idea. It's spirit idea. It's soul idea. It's principle idea. It's life idea. It's truth idea. It's love idea. That's my beingness. Huh? So you make that exercise that I am mind idea. Huh? Or later on you change the order. And say, instead of starting out and say, what I am what? Drop that at all and say, after all that matters are the synonymous term. So that mind idea is being, is my being, is your being, is the being of all, is beingness.
spirit and spirit idea is beingness. It's my being, it's your being, it's the being of all, it's being. Soul idea is being. That's all the being there is. So you go through those synonymous terms, just, I quite agree, it sounds very simple. It even sounds stereotyped. But stereotyped is the highest teaching in the Bible. The ones that wrote the highest teaching in the Bible were those who wrote in a stereotyped way, namely the priestly codex. The priestly codex that is intertwined into the Bible is always is that which always speaks in a stereotyped way. For instance, the 7 days of creation are from the priestly codex, always going through every day in the same way. God said, let there be. Every day starts, God, let there be. And God made this and this. And then afterwards he saw that it was good. Every day is formed in that way. And all what they wrote were always in that stereotyped way, because that is the nearest to system. That which comes nearest to system, to discipline, to obedience, to principle. And so I would say, don't even fear stereotyped renderings. Most people think something is very inspired when one always pronounces something in a different way. Then it is always colorful and new and different and inspiring and so on and so on. But you will see that if you do something in a stereotyped way, but know what you do and what it means, you will feel that it trains yourself into a systematic, disciplined idea. It's a terrific help. So, as simple as it may sound, these exercises, they are really touching the core of our being. You know, it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing. The human mind is the funniest thing you can think of. There is nothing so funny as the human mind. It never makes sense. The human mind never makes sense. It's the funniest thing you meet in the whole world. You explain something very nice and high, and then say, make it more simple. Can't you say it's simple? And when you state it simply, they say, that's a letter, that's stereotyped. You can do it how you want it. The human mind always opposes it. And the only thing we can do is to discipline the human mind into a principled attitude. Yes. So we stop here.